Macbeth by William Shakespeare. Act 5, Scene 2. The country near Dunsinane. There are drum and colors. Enter Menteith, Caithness, Angus, Lennox, and soldiers.
The English power is near, led on by Malcolm, his uncle Seward, and the good Macduff. Revenge is burning them for their dear causes. Would to the bleeding and the grim alarm excite the mortified man. Near Burnham Wood shall we meet them. That way are they coming.
Who knows if Donalbane be with his brother?
For certain he is not. I have a file of all the gentry. There is Seward's son, and many unrough youths that even now protest their first of manhood.
What does the tyrant?
Great Dunsinane he strongly fortifies. Some say he's mad, others, that lesser hate him, do call it valiant fury, but for certain he cannot buckle his distempered cause within the belt of rule.
Now does he feel his secret mirth is sticking on his hands. Now minutely revolts upbraid his faith breach. Those he commands move only in command, nothing in love. Now does he feel his title hang loose about him like a giant's robe upon a dwarfish thief.
Who then shall blame his pestered senses to recoil and start when all that is within him does condemn itself for being there?
Well, march we on to give obedience where 'tis truly owed. Meet we the medicine of the sickly wheel, and with him pour we in our country's purge each drop of us.
All so much as it needs to dew the sovereign flower and drown the weeds, make we our march towards Burnham.
All exit marching. The end of Act 5, Scene 2 of Macbeth by William Shakespeare. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.